Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now we turn our attention back to recruiting, as we were just talking about that. I told you before, Shannon Jordan's son was getting recruited, and Shannon saw all the pitfalls and all the craziness that went along with it. So he decided, you know what, once his son got into college, he'd start helping guys, and because he knew the deal from going through it before. And now he's doing an awesome job as a recruiting analyst from Prep Red Zone Florida. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Shannon, thanks so much for taking a couple of minutes out of your evening on a Monday.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, you know, you heard me tell it. I mean, your son was going through the recruiting process, and things didn't look, as they say, kosher quite a few times when people were recruiting him the way they did it. And then you did a little research, you got a little more involved in it. And talk about that, because I think that what you've done now has channeled everything into what you do to promote the kids. But you have an understanding of the process where most parents don't. Talk about that, and I think that's important.
Yeah, my son had a really good senior season. And what really hurt him was the early signing period, because the big schools, they're already full. So, you know, come the end of the season, they're not really looking for any more players. So he was struggling to get noticed, and he had some Division two, three offers and stuff, and he had one Division one offer from Charleston Southern and took it, and he's there now. So
yeah, but you saw all the stuff that went along with it though, and I mean,
I heard you talk to the last guest, and there's a lot of these satellite camps and stuff, and what happens there is You pay this money to get into them, and you're trying to get seen. And what happens is these 3-, 4-, and 5-star kids are there, and they're getting brought to the front of the line. So the other kids that are trying to get seen like they are just getting really pushed back. So you got to watch out for a lot of things that go on with that. And then, you know, a lot of kids aren't getting a lot of help from their schools. When I got into this, you can really tell which high schools go above and beyond and which ones really don't. Right. And Florida's such a hotbed of talent that there's so many kids falling through the cracks that don't ever even get noticed or promoted or anything. And so I saw how it went down with my son, and I just felt like a calling to try to help some kids out to get seen, to be able to go fulfill their dreams.
Yeah, and you've done a great job with the Prep Red Zone Florida. You and I have done a pretty great job of getting those kids exposure every day, doing profiles and stuff, getting a chance to, you know, to put them out there. And now that college coaches could subscribe to, you know, to recruiting service pages like this, it's good, because now they get the exposure. What kind of kids do you look for? Because I know that you do a lot of under the radar kids, underexposed kids, which is awesome, because you know as well as I do, a million more kids play Division II and III than they'll ever play Power 5. So you have an audience,
exactly.
You have a built-in audience, Shannon. Talk about that and how you promote them. You go around the entire state and do it, not just Tampa, but you do it in Pensacola and Jacksonville and South Florida. Do you just pick out kids that you think, hey, this kid's, you know, he's a player, but he's not getting any looks at all?
Yeah, I try to go by the regions, and I go through each school. I mean, I mean, you could attest to that with all the stuff I write. I go through each school. And I'm focusing on a certain position that day. And so I go in there and I try to find kids. And, yeah, I try to find kids that I think could play at the next level and that should be getting some looks. And so I go in there and I watch their film and I just kind of, you know, do a write-up for them and try to help them any way I can. I mean, like I said, there's so many kids in the state that are just falling through the cracks and not really getting any help. And that's what drove me to do this. And what I liked about Prep Red Zone Florida is when, you know, you asked me to come on with you and stuff, like there's so many different places that focus on 3, 4, and 5 stars. There's no one that focuses on kids with no stars. There's not. No. And so that's where I felt like that's where I needed to be. So if I help out one kid, then I think I've done pretty good. So,
yeah, no, you have. You've done an awesome job. Shannon Jordan joining us, recruiting analyst from Prep Red Zone Florida, and certainly with the opportunity, as you said, to go to every reach of the state. I mean, you tell you know, from Key West to Pensacola is like driving two states. I mean, you know, so, I mean, and you're still in the same state. People still look at you, you know, and I'm like you. I feel that the panhandle region of the state gets shortchanged. Obviously, because there are times when you think about it, there's only two states that have this, Texas and Florida, that have actually their state is split by a time zone. So obviously, it's not easy, you know, being in the same state, but being an hour behind. And especially when you travel, because let's say you're in Tallahassee and you go play, you know, in Pensacola or Fort Walton Beach or stuff, you still lose the hour or gain the hour, you know, either way. So it's crazy that and that's like a playoff game. I seen that first round playoff game a couple of years ago, I think a first or second round playoff game where St. Augustine had to go to Pensacola. What? I mean, you talk about a day trip. I mean, you're talking a good 6-7 hours and a time change.
Yeah.
You know, coming back and so if the average person doesn't take the opportunity, you know, college coaches aren't going to waste their time to go into Pensacola and, you know, for any extended period, so they don't get a chance to see some of those other areas outside. And yeah, I often feel sorry for those areas because they're really underexposed, but those are the areas that you attack. And I read about it. I mean, you've had running backs from the area and quarterbacks and you break them down, you run their film and stuff. Talk about that, because that's additional exposure. That's something where a lot of people who may follow you have an opportunity to, you know, to check that out, and you know, even college coaches. Now I'm seeing that we're having more college coaches that are following the site, which is a good thing at all levels. Yeah, talk about that, because now you're playing to an audience.
Yeah, I find a lot of kids that, I mean, you know, like I do, they're Florida is loaded with 3, 4, 5-star kids, but I see a lot of kids that have no stars that are just as good, if not better. And for some reason or another, they're not really seen. And so, you know, I watched film and wrote about a kid last week, Brendan Hall from Dixie County, wide receiver. Right. He's an unbelievable player. Unbelievable. Doesn't have
a
single offer.
Right in the Gainesville area.
Yeah, doesn't have a single offer. And I was stunned because I'm watching this kid and I'm like, man, he's better than, you know, all the kids that are getting recruited highly in this state.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of that happens. And so, you know, I watch their film. I go and try to find them on Twitter. I look up, see if they've got any offers. A lot of times a lot of these kids don't. A lot of these kids don't even have a lot of followers. So that's who I try to, you know, focus on the most. I will include all the good players too that are here, of course, because you know that they play here too. So, but I really like to try and find, you know, kids that are not getting help at all and not getting noticed, and that I know could play at the next level at some school.
Yeah, no doubt. We have a ton of them listening to us. So if you want them to send you some tape, how are they going to reach you they could get some tape to you so you could review them and get them out there?
Yeah, you can go to my Twitter. It's at @n_huddle, or you could go to our at Prep Red Zone Florida and DM us.
That's it. So, and we'll get him right
you
up there.
You get to us that way.
Good stuff. Shannon, I appreciate you joining us. It was a pleasure. I just wanted to make sure that everybody understands that people do things for different reasons. And in your case, it was because of the way that a lot of recruits were being treated and being ignored, and your son especially. So it kind of opened your eyes to it, and I'm glad it did. And glad you have you aboard. And certainly, I hope you'll come on with us again. This was fun, and we'll talk soon.
Oh, absolutely, Larry. Thank you for having me. And I just want to thank you, because you were the first person to ever put my son out on Twitter. You were the first person to ever do it. And I know I direct messaged you before I ever even started doing this, and thanked you for it, because, you know, you have a wide audience, and it really helped him. So thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks, Shannon. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Larry. Thanks.
Good stuff. Shannon Jordan, recruiting analyst from Prep Red Zone, Florida, and does a great job. Like you said, he gets the little guys out there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.